Welcome back to Rev Deals Podcast. Glad you're joining us today. So you'll know I'm not in my regular clerical that you normally see me in. That's because I'm about to go and celebrate with our students over at Grove City Christian College, because we have officially been accepted as a Lutheran Student Fellowship. So I am rocking the new t-shirt here. Let me get it in the camera. So there you go, Lutheran Student Fellowship right there. You got a little Martin Luther over here, and you got the Lutheran Steel established 2024. It's pretty exciting. So we are all going to go celebrate there, just the way that God is working and helping us to really spread the word and teach others what it means to be Christian, as well as share our beliefs according to the Lutheran Church. Missouri Synod. Well, it's a big topic today. The Christian battlefield. Yes, that's right. The Christian battlefield. I think it's a perfect topic given that we have just come through Good Friday, which is our Lord's battle against our sin, against the power of the devil, even against death itself. In fact, I love St. John Chrysostom as he preaches on the sermon text for the vigil. He says, you know, that death took earth and it encountered heaven. It took a body and it encountered God. I mean, just wow. You know, that's exactly what happened. So anyway, though, how does this all come to bear for us? Well, the text that I'm going to be in, if you want to follow along in your own Bibles, is 2 Kings chapter 6. And I'm going to start at the 11th verse, but I'll give you a little bit of context. So basically, the king of Syria, he's been going around trying to conquer just about everything. And he has been trying to take on the king of Israel. But every time that he tries to ambush their armies, basically Elisha is sending word to him and telling him, hey, don't go here. If you want to avoid trouble, if you want to avoid death, don't go in this place. And you know, the king of Israel would send somebody there to check and it would all be verified. So eventually, the king of Syria is just absolutely fed up with this. And that's what you're going to hear in the text as I read from 2 Kings chapter 6. So let me do that for you here. So we're going to be reading 2 Kings chapter 6, beginning at the 11th verse. And I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. All right. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing. And he called his servants and said to them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king. But Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. So he said, go and see where he is, that I may send and get him. And it was told to him, saying, surely he is in Dothan. Therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army. And they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And a servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? So he answered, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, strike this people, I pray, with blindness. And he struck them with blindness, according to the words of Elisha. So here it is. Dothan is this city surrounded by, you know, great hills. There's a way in, there's a way out. It's a mountain pass city. So basically, when the servant woke up, saw the army surrounding them, he was like, we're done. We're dead. There's nothing that we can possibly do to get out of this. But boy, was he so wrong. So Elisha, you know, he's not even breaking a sweat, because by the eyes of faith, God had shown him what was truly present all around him. Wherever this great army was, there was an army that was greater. You know, so while the king of Syria is worried about who in my house is betraying me, who's the traitor, Elisha is sitting there just saying, I'm not worried. God is with me. Who can be against me? So he prays and asks for his servant's eyes to be open. And there the servant sees that the army of the Lord has been in waiting this whole entire time. So there's really absolutely nothing to fear. But that's what happens, I think, a lot for us. Even, I mean, just as regular Christians, I mean, we see that we're kind of the minority here. You know, we're following Jesus. We're following a Bible that's really old. And, you know, we're praying to a God that we can't see, who doesn't directly talk to us with, you know, words like you and I might converse. But he does, you know, we say that God is living and active through his word and abides with us in his true presence. I mean, you know, it's kind of crazy when you think of it. But hey, that's what God says. And by faith, we believe it. And in fact, we even more than believe it, we fear the God who gave it to us. But this is a great assurance and confidence for us as we have just come through Holy Week and we've watched how our Lord Jesus has done battle against all of our greatest foes and has arisen victorious, right? Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. So why do we then fear, even if we are the minority? Why do we fear? Because our faith is often very weak. We're challenged by what our eyes actually see, or what we feel in our emotions. Like sometimes I hear people say, well, Pastor, I don't feel like God is with me. Okay, whether you feel it or not, is it true? Well, it is. If you are abiding in God, that is in his word, God abides in you and you have nothing to worry about. Even greater than that is what we see here today. Luther writes on this. He says that where there are 20 devils, there are 100 angels. And if that were not so, we should long since have perished. We are on the battlefront whenever we teach the word, whenever we preach and glorify Christ, and then live as far as possible according to the gospel and the word of God. So Luther talks about it. He says, we're on a battlefront. Whenever we preach Christ and Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, we are at war. We are on a battlefront. But thanks be to God, right? Who doesn't just leave us alone. In fact, he never leaves us alone. He has, in fact, surrounded us with so great an army of angels that we have really nothing to worry about. But you can't see what's happening. You can't see it at all, but yet by faith, you know that if God has spoken such things in his word, that he has protected us by his angels, why do we fear? So Martin Chemnitz actually also says this. He says something along this, if our eyes were opened as Elijah's were, and or Elisha's here, then we might live our lives in greater concern and in fear of God. I don't know if you've ever thought about that, but if God were to truly open your eyes to the spiritual warfare that is happening all around you, might you then have a greater concern for God's word? Might you take him serious when he says to live like this and to avoid these things? I think you might. Because, you know, as a preacher, I preach against these sins and against all of our troubles that we have. And sometimes people take you serious. And other times I, you know, I'm just completely dismissed as well. You know, God hasn't struck me down yet. So when I see a sign, then I'll finally turn away and repent of my sins. But we might live our lives in greater concern and in fear of God if our eyes were actually open to it. But guess what? They don't have to be. In fact, God has already told us what is going on. He has already said in his word that we ought to be greatly concerned with matters of our salvation. And we also ought to take very seriously that the foe that we are against, the devil and all of his demons, the fallen angels, are truly well-versed in Scripture, as we see from even the temptations of Christ, but that they're also they're also out for us. They don't desire your salvation. You're a baptized Christian. You have a target on you. They're trying to mislead you. They're trying to cause you to fall by temptation and by affliction. But God has never left you alone. In fact, there's one way that I phrase this in my article that I have here before August 2017. I say this. I said, our Lord God never puts us alone with the devil and demons. He never puts us alone in a room with suffering and death. I don't know if you can picture that, but I'm a very visual learner sometimes, and that struck with me. Like, even when I feel like I'm alone, I'm not alone. In fact, God has said that he will be there with me. I have no reason to fear when I know that the word of God is true. Because we can even hear this in, for instance, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. I mean, wherever we have the gospel, we possess everything. We possess God's defense against all the fears that we may have from whatever our eyes see. I mean, I can't imagine seeing the mountains be completely dissolved or them fall into the heart of the sea. But goodness, if I saw that, it would be so hard for my heart not to be seized with fear. But yet God says, hey, I'm here. I'm in the midst of it, and I will deliver you. I am a rock of refuge and an ever-present help in the day of trouble. So, how is it that we call upon God for help? Through prayer, right? We are as Elisha was, and we pray. We pray that God win the victory, and he has in Christ. But we pray that in the midst of our trouble, that he is the one who conquers in our day of need, in our time of affliction or trouble. St. Paul talks about something. He says in Ephesians chapter 6 that we should equip ourselves with the armor of God, and we'll talk about that at another time. But one point in that is he says that we ought to raise the shield of faith by which we can extinguish every flaming dart of the evil one. And if you consider yourself, maybe it's not now, but maybe it's been in the past, where you've considered yourself completely surrounded by an army, and they're all unleashing their volley of arrows at you, and it's all overwhelming. The only thing you need is the shield of faith. For faith trusts in God. And this trust in God will not put you to shame, for God is there to defend you. And I think about it as like, what was it? King Leonidas, right? From the Spartans. Maybe you've heard of them. But right, so they're at war against the Persians, and they're coming. And one of the famous quotes is that they tell him that, hey, we're going to unleash such a volley of arrows that it will darken the sky. And so Leonidas, again, no fear on his face, just responds back, well, then we'll fight in the shade. I kind of think that's how it is for us Christians at times, right? It seems like we're in the midst of this battle as we preach the word of God, and it's not always received favorably. And the devil is trying to block out the sun. But guess what? We have the shield of faith. We have nothing to worry about. We'll fight in the shade because we know what's coming after those arrows fall. It's the sun that brightly shines again, that nothing, no darkness can extinguish the light of Christ. And we know that because not even death could hold him. So we have something to look forward to, right? We have the life everlasting. What can man do to me? God has forgiven my sins in the blood of Christ. He has promised that I too shall be raised as Christ was raised from the dead. This body that I have shall become a glorified immortal body, and death is swallowed up in Christ. So, dear Christian, I don't know what you've got going on this week. I don't know how the battlefront is for you wherever the Word of God is being taught in your life, but I imagine that it's going to be difficult. But don't worry. There are more with us than there are with them. Only keep the faith. Uphold that shield of salvation, the shield of faith, and be defended against all the attacks of the evil one. And remember that God will surely deliver you despite whatever your eyes or whatever feelings you may feel. God is your strong deliverer. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. God be with you. And I hope to talk with you. Well, we'll see next week, maybe. God's peace.